Daniels, A.G. Irwin, G.A. Butler, G.I. Haskell. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, November 27, 1905. Dear brethren Daniels, Irwin, Butler, and Haskell, I have words to say to you in regard to the work in the South. If it were possible, I would attend the meeting at Nashville, but I cannot be there if I am to fill my other appointments. Therefore, I write this letter to you. I am burdened in regard to the situation of J.E. White. I know that in some things he has made mistakes. The Lord has taken his case in hand, and he says, I will have compassion for the tempted, for them that are out of the way. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am sat down with my Father in his throne. Revelation 3, verse 19 to 21. I wish now to caution my brethren against doing anything that will place Edson White in a position where his usefulness will be impaired. He has made mistakes in the past. He has acted unwisely in borrowing large sums of money and in engaging in so many speculations. But all your ideas in regard to his motives and actions are not correct. And who has not made mistakes? Others made mistakes in some of their plans for the publishing work in Nashville. In the past, Brother Bowman has acted unwisely, and he has made it very hard for Edson. And I have feared that Brother Bowman and other brethren may take a course that will not help Edson at this time, but will leave him in despair. If our brethren now take a course that would make it appear that they had no confidence in him and he is discouraged, Satan will use their attitude to bring bitterness to his soul. I have beheld scenes in times past in Nashville where great injustice was done to J.E. White by some who have acted as a brake to hinder the work that should have been done. When he was set back and others pushed to the front, an angel of God took him by the hand and strengthened and encouraged him. I have written testimonies concerning these matters. I do not know what you purpose to do, but unless you move cautiously, you may take a course that will unbalance the mind of J.E. White. He needs now sympathy rather than blame. He cannot now bear blame. He needs compassion and tenderness. The Lord has given me instruction for him, and I have plainly pointed out his dangers and mistakes. I have urged him to refrain from a work that consumes but does not produce. I have corrected him, and he has borne this correction without rebellion. He has acknowledged the mistakes that have been pointed out, and I have reason to believe that he is seeking to correct them. God forbid that his brethren should assume an attitude that would arouse in him a spirit of rebellion. It has often been presented to me that Edson's work is to minister in word and doctrine. The Lord has given him an active mind, a clear understanding of Scripture, and he is able to write books that are of special interest. By gathering to himself such heavy burdens that his mind is in constant perplexity and trial, he has placed a yoke upon his own neck that the Lord did not place upon him. The Lord Jesus is now saying unto him, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. I know that the Lord Jesus looks with tenderness upon Edson White, and I beg of you not to take a course that will estrange him from the work in the southern field. Warnings have been given me for my brethren not to bind upon him burdens that he is unable to bear. Will you not seek to help him by showing appreciation for what he has done that has been a blessing to the cause of God in many ways? No one has acted a more unselfish part in helping from his own means those who are in distress than has Edson White. An ounce of commendation for the good that he has done and consideration for his misfortunes will be worth more to him now than great exactitude. The self-denial boxes were made and set out in harmony with the light that God has given me. These boxes have proved a blessing to the families who have faithfully used them, and also to the colored people. Let no one seek to demerit the plan of work with the self-denial boxes. Little enough has been done for the southern field, and it is high time for an awakening in the cities of the south.
Brother Bowman is not a man who has a tender spirit. He is not pitiful and compassionate. Let not his words of criticism and censure make a deep impression upon your minds. Brother Bowman should not be placed in a prominent position, for he would be in danger of doing a work that would need to be undone. There are some who do not wish to believe in the testimonies that God has given to his people. They would rejoice could they see Edson White crushed and in despair.
Will you now, by harsh judgment, give cause for triumph to those who have in the past hindered the work in the South? If the leaders of the opposition at Battle Creek can so work upon one who is wounded and bruised as to lead him on to a false track, if they can make him feel that they understand his case and that they also have been misjudged by their brethren, this would be a victory for the enemy. What a triumph it would be for the leaders in Battle Creek if they could get Sister White's son, in his present troubled condition, to unite with them. I know that Edson can be helped at this time, but it will not be by withdrawing confidence in him. He is not a villain, but he has been unfortunate. If there is anything you can do to give him encouragement in this, his hour of need, I request you to do this. He might be surprised at any manifestation of tenderness and sympathy coming from you, but it would remove from his mind the impression that you are seeking to injure him. The destiny of a soul is in the balance. If his brethren take a course that will humiliate him, I greatly fear for the consequences. Our brethren need to have clear eyesight, quick discernment, and the compassion of Christ. May the Lord give you wisdom to deal prudently and righteously with my son. May you work under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I will not write more at this time. I desire to write something to Edson that will help him, but my heart is so grieved that I scarcely know what to write. It has been some time since I received a letter from him, or since I have written to him. But I would say to you that by showing a spirit of tender compassion, you may save a soul from death. Let not the mind of J. E. White be so weighed down that his reason will be imperiled.